Good morning. Welcome this morning to our church service. We're glad to have you here with us. A couple of announcements to bring to your attention. First of all, we extend our congratulations to Nick and Kelsey for the arrival of their son, Banks, and congratulations to grandparents as well. So, also today, this evening, we start the Chosen. And so that'll be at 6 o'clock, and we'll do that here in the sanctuary. The youth group will also be partaking as part of that study, and there will be a time of fellowship and snacks afterward. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to sign up to bring something for snack time. Please feel free to sign up. I'm told the only thing on the list so far is coffee, so might be limited snacking, but I suspect there'll be some other things that show up tonight. So 6 o'clock tonight, we'll start The Chosen. On 2 weeks from today, on February 5th, we will have a carry-in dinner following our Sunday school hour, so make plans for that. We would love to have you stay and be part of a time of fellowship with us on that day, maybe bring a dish that you could share. And the other things that are regular opportunities, our church are listed there. Youth group tonight, as I said, they'll be doing The Chosen as well. And Club Rock on Wednesday. Do we have any other announcements this morning? All right. This morning, our call to worship is Psalm 139, 13 through 16. It says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them."
Please stand and join together in singing hymn number 106. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, oh earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. Excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever.
over the world victorious, power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Praise him as you greet one another this morning.
Again, we extend a greeting to each one of you and grateful that you have chosen to worship with us this morning. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. A couple of updates. We've been praying for Diana Welch's brother. A request came through this week. He was able to be transferred to Abbott Northwestern Friday evening. This morning he is in surgery, and so we'll continue to pray for the surgeon and the team and for healing through the surgery. Also, we've been praying for Erica Hargens. She is able to get out of the hospital today, but she's needing to look for different housing arrangements as she heals, especially issues with mobility. And so we'll be praying for her. And then a former SBA alum and she was a part of our fellowship for a couple of years, Samara. Her maiden name was Burnett. She is married, her and her husband Liam. They're expecting a baby girl, and she's about 24 weeks along, but in the scan with the shed this week, the baby is about 21 weeks. So the baby is not getting enough nutrition and nutrients, so they're going to start testing her every other day or so, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Their desire is that the baby would make, would be able to stay for another month and then deliver early. So we'll be praying for Samara and Liam and this baby girl. Also, Ernie, you have surgery coming up. Is it this week?
Tuesday morning, number four.
surgery number four on shoulder number two. So we'll be praying for Ernie and Shirley. Yes.
With wife number one.
With wife number one, yes. Shirley, you've been a testament of in sickness and in health. And I know both of you, it goes both ways, but we'll be praying for, Ernie definitely knows what the recovery will be, and so we'll be praying for the surgeon and everything to turn out well. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Yeah, Paula.
Emily had a good week with her first, where she was at the orphanage in Ethiopia. They traveled today now to Uganda, and then they'll fly with the medical missions and mission aviation into South Sudan and work with some doctors for the next 2 weeks. And the group that left Omaha Friday was able to get to the airport and get out as planned and everything on Saturday. That was
So Emily has been over in Ethiopia being a part of working with a couple of different orphanages, and so today is a travel day. She'll be heading to Uganda to link up with the team that has come in from Omaha, and they'll be working in the Sudan with a medical missions team. So we'll be praying for Emily, safety in their travels, as well as the contacts they'll be making. I think, Paula, you said Wednesday they treat about 1,000 patients a day. Yeah, so it's not a small clinic. It is a traveling clinic, and it deals with a bunch of different specialties. So we'll be praying for them. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities you've given us, that you have placed us here in this community with the different individuals that we know, that are related to, work with, that we can be salt and light. Father, you chose to leave us, and part of that reason is to show others the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. We lift up our community to you. We thank you for the opportunity to minister here and to have the impact through ministries like Youth Group, for Club Rock, for when we get to the summer, VBS. Thank you for those contacts, for each of the students that we have the opportunity to share the gospel with. Father, I thank you for the staff that comes and donates their time and their gifts to you. And Father, we also lift up the members of our fellowship and our community. We lift up Diane Welsh's brother, especially as he's going through surgery now, that one, you opened up a hospital bed for him and able to get where he needed to be. And so for now, we pray that you would guide the surgeon and the surgical team, to give them wisdom. And we ask, as the great physician, that you would bring healing into his life. Father, we also pray for Erica and the struggles that she has faced, that you would give her wisdom in future steps, especially in trying to gain strength for mobility, for her housing arrangements. We just ask that as the God who has told us that if we lack wisdom, we should ask you, and you will give to us generously. We lift up Samara and Liam to you. We rejoice with the new life that is growing inside of her, and we pray that you would continue to sustain both mother and baby, that you would, is our desire that you would heal her and that she would be able to come into this world healthy and whole. Father, that she is in your hands, and we just ask that you would bring peace of mind and heart to the family and to Samara, that she would truly sense that you are an ever-present help during this time in their lives. Father, we pray for Ernie and Shirley as Ernie goes in on Tuesday, that you would guide the surgeon's hands. For Shirley, that you would give her just the encouragement for her husband for the days after for recovery. We ask that you would fully heal his shoulder and give him the patience with the healing process and patience for Shirley as being Ernie's helpmate. And we just ask that you would bring back range of motion for him. We lift up those that have gone from us, and we think of Emily as she grew up in our church and is now has spent time in Ethiopia. We pray for the contacts she made, that you would bless her time, that she has been with the orphanages, and now safety in her travels as she links up with the medical missions team and for their next 2 weeks ahead, and the amount of people they will be seeing, that you would give each of the staff wisdom, that you would protect their health and their safety, and that as they meet physical needs, the opportunity to present what will change their lives for eternity. Father, give them those open doors and the sensitivity to your Spirit's leading. And Father, we just pray for the contacts that they can make, that the seeds that they can plant, or the seeds that they will water from other individuals that have sown the gospel in their lives. And we do pray that also there would be a harvest of individuals that will bend the knee and receive Christ as their Savior. Father, we lift up the Hamiltons to you as we focus upon them this month for his work with InterVarsity and each of the campuses that he is overseeing. We pray for those that are reaching out to their campuses, that those in leadership, those that are in Bible studies, that you would they would find receptive hearts to the gospel. Father, we lift up our community. We're grateful for just the way that you move in individuals' lives. And there's some in our community that think of the McMahon family with the passing of Tim, that you would be a comfort as they're processing his death and as a family coming together. We pray for Scott Oleg Miller and Joe Fanning as they go through the different facets of cancer treatment, that you would be, again, an ever-present help in their lives. And Father, we lift up our state, especially as our legislatures meet, that you would give them wisdom for our national government, for our president, vice president, for our soldiers that are downrange, that you would protect, and for the world around us, that you would bring peace. Father, help us to be ambassadors for Christ. As we receive the offering from your people, we ask that you would bless it both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. As I was praying and mentioning about Emily, we also have the opportunity to hear from Jackie Burmett this morning as one who has grown up in our church. She has a very unique opportunity, and as a missions committee that we have chosen to assist a little bit in her travels, but we wanted to make sure the congregation knew where God has called her and what she'll be doing for the next 3 months or so. As we enjoy snow, you're going to summer. Mm-hmm. Yes, I figured that's where you're going. So, Jackie, please share with us.
Good morning, all. As some of you may have heard, I've had the opportunity to go to South Africa for 85 days. I will leave a week from tomorrow, so the 30th, and will get back at the end of April. I will be serving with Youth for Christ NYSNA. NYSNA is a town on the southern coast of South Africa. Why South Africa, or why even intern overseas? Since I graduated high school in May, I really did not know what I wanted to do with my life, so I decided just to work. But as the seasons changed, I knew I needed to do something different. I knew I needed to grow spiritually, but I did not know how that would look like. So I reached out to Youth for Christ International. Then I had a get-to-know-me meeting thing, and I told her I was interested in interning overseas, but I was leaning more towards Central America. So as we were talking, she gave me four options, but she said the fourth one was way kind of out there. The first three were Guatemala, Puerto Rico, and Honduras. All of those sounded great. And then she said South Africa was the fourth option. At first, I was like, there is no way I'm going to South Africa. That is all the way across the world. So then the call ended, and I went to one of SBA's volleyball games, and I was telling people that I could go to South Africa, but I didn't really think I wanted to because it was so far away. But everyone I talked to was like, Jackie, why would you not go? You've always wanted to go to Africa. Which reminded me, growing up, and someone would ask me what I wanted to do with my life, I would say, graduate high school, get married, and move to Africa. So then I was like, yeah, Jackie, why would you not go? So I asked God. I was like, God, if you would open the doors, I will go. God opened the doors and softened my heart to South Africa. So in South Africa, I'll be working a lot with kids. Youth for Christ NYSNA does a lot with the schools. So I think I'll be doing after-school programs and maybe even helping the teachers too. I will be living in a house with six other girls from Germany, but to be honest, I don't really know much else. Thank you so much for your financial support. I am fully funded, but I do need your prayers. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me after church, and thank you once again.
And since this is your last Sunday with us, right? So I'm going to pray, and we'll kind of commission Jackie as a part of our fellowship as she goes to South Africa. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you lead and guide. And for Jackie, we pray, one, we rejoice that she is fully funded. And now, as she starts seeing the time for departure, that you would be with all her travels, that each connection, she understands a bit about international travel, and so we pray you give her patience, but also safe a trip. And then as she starts in South Africa, and give her the patience with the cultural transition, give her patience with her new roommates, and give her open doors for ministry, not only for the lives that she will be come in contact with, but for her own life. Soften her heart, make her sensitive to your leading, and may she see each one as one fully, uniquely created by you in need of a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Jackie, I'm jealous. I really am. I just can't imagine how God's going to work in you and use you and show you things that you didn't know and that you open your eyes and you see. And then the way that you're going to bless those kids and the people around you, I'm so excited for you. And I am jealous. Please stand this morning.
Raised our hopes and our cities high. We have followed fragile dreams. But only one could take the measure of our goals. And we've stumbled over the trials of life. And we've wrestled the unseen. But only one can calm the storm inside our souls. Sinners.
God is amazing, and he does some amazing things, often in ways that we don't see or realize, and he does it right in front of us. That's pretty neat, what the opportunity that he's given Jackie. It's kind of one of those chance-in-a-lifetime type of deals.
Charlie's got to tune his guitar a little bit. I'm just going to share a little story. I'm sure all of you have weeks or days where you just wonder why, what, for what reason. I had one of those days on Wednesday of this week, and I left my house, went out and ate supper with my hubby, went and seen my mom, and it just seems things just started snowballing, and I sat out here in the parking lot, did a couple phone calls that came in that I needed to answer. I needed to try to help someone, to be there for someone, and came in, and these guys were all singing up here, and mind you, we start at 7. It was 7:30, and we started to sing a song, got partway into it, my phone rang again, and God took me out into the fellowship hall, and I sat there, and I talked to somebody, and I was praying, and in the background, the music was playing in here. They were singing, and they were singing to God, loving him, praising him, and all the time, in my heart, there was turmoil, there was struggle, and I could just feel his presence. And I think in our lives sometimes, we fail to see or feel or hear that. But yet he slowly brings it in the quiet, in the dark times. And the only reason why I share that today is because I think the world we live in has a lot of that. And I think that sometimes we do it by ourselves. And we don't have to. There's people, there's God, the Holy Spirit. It's all pieces of the puzzle if we only grab a hold of it and utilize it within our lives. And so this morning as we sing this next song, it talks about laying our burdens. It talks about our time with the God, about where he is and how he is. And so just remember that you're not alone. Remember that there's so much more there than what we see and feel.
Desire for us to come to you, and that there is no prerequisite other than knowing that you love us and accepting the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness of our sins, for your healing of our sorrows, for the hope that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.